This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
A nouveau président.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. An economist at Goldman Sachs will be the new president of France. Yesterday, Nicolas Sarkozy was elected to replace Jacques Chirac. Joining us from Paris, reporter John Lawrenson. John, tell us a little bit about Mr. Sarkozy.
He's a man who has a reputation here of being very much a hardliner when it comes to law and order issues. On economic policy, he's seen as l'Américain, the American. He is the guy who would like to free up the French economy.
And what does that mean?
Well, very specifically, he'd like to reform French work contracts. At the moment, you've got short-term contracts, and when you've done a couple of those, which last maybe 6 months each, then your employer is obliged to hire you for a lifetime contract. Now, Sarkozy realizes that the current situation is stopping employers hiring people. So in order to bring down unemployment, he's proposing to replace those two contracts with something in between.
Well, obviously a lot of French people like Sarkozy because they just elected him. What's the mood there in France right now with him coming into office?
I'd say there's a real feeling of optimism, actually. There's a feeling that the economy has an enormous economic strength, which is just waiting for someone to unleash it.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, there's a feeling that this is the guy who's going to provoke the labor unions on the one hand, and perhaps even the disadvantaged people in the suburbs of French cities. And therefore, his election could lead to conflict with the streets in the future.
All right, John Lawrenson in Paris, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The French stock market is pretty flat this morning. Sarkozy's win was already factored in. But overall, the market likes the people's choice. European stocks are down just a tish, but Asia had a big rally today, led by Japan's Nikkei. It climbed 1.5%. The Dow starts the morning at 13,264, its 19th record high of the year. The Nasdaq's at 2572. The S&P 500 begins at 1505. In Washington this week, prescription drug prices are on the Senate's agenda. An amendment would open U.S. borders to cheap drug imports from other countries. Supporters claim it'll save Americans $50 billion in the next 10 years. Critics, including the White House, say be careful what you wish for. John Dimsdale reports.
The amendment lets U.S. distributors sell drugs from foreign countries that allow Food and Drug Administration inspections. Co-sponsor Senator Byron Dorgan, a Democrat from North Dakota, says most countries limit the prices drug makers can charge.
The United States is one of the few countries in which they can charge whatever they wish to charge, and so they've chosen to charge the highest prices in the world to the U.S. consumers.
But that could hurt innovation. John Vernon is with the University of Connecticut.
It would have a substantial impact on eroding the financial incentives of pharmaceutical companies to invest in the discovery of new drugs and to continue developing drugs currently being researched.
Vernon sees another problem. Middlemen, marketers, and distributors are likely to siphon off some or all of the savings before they get to consumers. The White House is threatening to veto the bill. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The price of gasoline has never been this high. The Lundberg survey says gas prices surged 20 cents in the last 2 weeks. They're at a record $3.07 a gallon. Partial shutdowns at refineries are the major cause. The lowest average price was $2.80 a gallon in Charleston, South Carolina. The highest, $3.49 in San Francisco.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. And by The Economist magazine, which tells not only what's happening around the world each week, but why. The Economist, at newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
One of the biggest stories last week was Rupert Murdoch's $5 billion bid for the Dow Jones Company. Dow Jones owns the Wall Street Journal. Yesterday, one of the company's biggest shareholders said he's against the bid. He said it might compromise the newspaper's editorial integrity. Newsweek's Alan Sloan agrees Murdoch would be bad news for the Journal.
He is the kind of owner who will inject his political views into the news coverage, no matter what he promises, no matter what he says, no matter how much he smiles at people, he'll do that. And I'd prefer a Wall Street Journal that's dispassionate rather than having a news agenda that's informed by its owner.
All right, there's the journalistic perspective. Now, what about the Wall Street financial perspective? Is this a big deal for Wall Street?
In Wall Street terms, this is barely a rounding error. The day before his offer appeared and ran the price of the Journal up, Dow Jones ranked number 487 in market value among the S&P 500. The New York Times Company, with a similar situation but no takeover bid, ranked number 477. These are not exactly giant companies in terms of Wall Street. They're giant companies in terms of journalism and a public role. They're pretty much insignificant in terms of Wall Street.
Well, you have some of the controlling shareholders at Dow Jones, some of the Bancroft family, saying they're going to block this deal, but not everybody. What's your hunch here about what's going to happen?
My hunch, based on nothing but a hunch, is that at some point Murdoch will lob in a bigger offer and that the Bancrofts will take it. Murdoch is in a unique situation because he really could use the Wall Street Journal as a credibility tool for the Business Channel he's launching this fall.
Right.
Can you imagine what that would do to the value of the Business Channel? And can you imagine the additional clout, political and financial, that he would have by controlling the Wall Street Journal?
Okay, Alan, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Scott.
Alan Sloan, the Wall Street editor at Newsweek magazine. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.